And continuing the show now, I got Victor Lewis here in the studio, keeping us caught up on all things trending out there in the world. What's happening?
Well, I've got two stories off the cuff that I'm very excited to talk about. First off, something that is absolutely everywhere, as far as I can tell, and I'm not sure how much you want to get into it, but it has been formally announced by Dollar Tree that all prices will be raised from $1 to $1.25.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do they still only charge a dollar for everything at Dollar Tree? Because I feel like the last time I was in a Dollar Tree, they're like, Dollar Tree, everything's a dollar except all of these products,
two,
which are $6.99.
Yeah. I can never remember which one is like mostly round numbers but all still low and which one is strictly everything is a dollar. But in researching this, Dollar Tree is the one. Everything
okay.
in the store is $1.
Or was.
And, well, was, yeah.
Yeah.
And that has been true for a staggering amount of time, honestly. For 35 years, that has been the Dollar Tree commitment, that everything in the store is just $1.
All right.
So, yeah.
But now it's $1.25.
It's $1.25 now. There's been a lot of competition in the dollar store market, which is an interesting case study to consider from a lot of different perspectives.
There's Dollar General. There's Family Dollar.
See, you're not mentioning the one that's actually specifically referenced in the NPR story, which is Five Below.
Five Below.
And
yep.
it seems like that's like the young person's dollar store.
I think so. That's not one that immediately pops to mind because it doesn't include the word dollar in the title, but it does include a price, which is
yeah,
I think part of
it. I mean, it sounds a little classier, right? Like instead of going to Dollar General or Dollar Tree, I'm going to Five Below.
Going to Five Below.
Which I didn't know what it was for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I assumed it was a clothing store because there's one in the shopping center with the Best Buy and the Walmart.
Yeah,
and
in
stuff.
New Hope Commons. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks like the Dollar Tree specifically has been doing test products of $3 and $5, and it had enough of a, quote, positive customer reaction that they are willing to float the $1.25 and potentially $1.50 at some locations, which
what?
Has opened up a new line of questioning for me, which is your average Dollar Tree shopper. I'm finding it difficult to believe that they would come to the register and be like, you know, I'm really glad I'm paying
right.
$5
like,
for
what
this.
Specifically was the positive reaction like,
I'm so curious.
I am so happy that you're finally charging more for these products. I mean, you should have been getting a lot more for
And my final note on the Dollar Tree story is that the Dollar Tree CEO, Michael Widzninski, oh man, I probably butchered that entirely. He has been quoted saying
that's
that
one
this
of those $20 names.
Yeah, that is a $20 name. That's a Scrabble winner right there. But it was, quote, not a reaction to short-term or transitory market conditions. That is an attempt to add greater flexibility to manage the overall business, which, I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You raise prices, you get more money. That's
we
want
to raise prices, and I guess you can put more things in the store that are worth more than a dollar. Like, there's only so many things you can sell for a dollar at the Dollar Tree and make money these days. So
yeah.
If you raise the price on some of the goods, you can sell more items. That's probably what they're excited about. Like, oh, man, we got real Snickers instead of those Snuckers that
Snuckers.
We kept selling there.
Got these Milky Ways, my favorite. Well,
all right.
I suppose eventually there will be a clearance sale at the dollar store. And speaking of things that are half off, why don't we talk about Thanos?
All right.
I forged my own segue.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was...
my own path through the jungles.
That was a heck of a segue there.
Yeah. So what we're going to talk about is a very interesting science experiment. Well, interesting in my point of view, at least, from the Georgia Institute of Technology. A biophysicist... Oh, man. Oh, I didn't even... The Georgia Institute of Technology is GIT.
That is just Georgia Tech, though, right?
I don't know. That's why I said the full name.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to go with the fully technical version of... Anyway, a biophysicist at GIT watched Infinity War and had a thought that I am astounded by, which is... I don't think you can snap with gloves on. And he conducted an experiment, a formal scientific experiment, to measure the snapping capabilities of fingers bare with gloves, with lotion, like lubricated in different ways to try and figure out, A, how fast your finger is moving, and B, what exactly is creating the sound. Which, if you try and snap softly, I know that sounds like an oxymoron, you can feel part of what he found out in his experiment. Well, found out, confirmed, because the snap sound is caused by the impact of your finger hitting your hand. It's not the actual friction between fingers. It's the impact as it hits your palm. And that friction is what's making the snap possible. You're building up muscle tension and potential energy in your fingers because your fingers want to grip. They want to hold on to each other. And your fingers move when you snap. They move faster than the arm of a major league pitcher by several magnitudes. Your fingers are going so fast, 20 times faster than the blink of an eye is how fast your finger is moving to create a snap noise.
All of this is moot because he has the Infinity Stone. You can snap with the Infinity Stone.
That's my favorite kind of comic book discussion when you have to just power scale and be like, well, actually,
he's got the Force, Victor.
Part of his wish was to make a snap noise. That's what he wanted, so the Infinity Stones gave it to him. And that's perfectly reasonable. Entirely works within the Marvel framework. So yeah, sure. Thanos manifested a snap noise because he specifically thought it would be cool.
And then he has one wish left.
And then it was to wipe out half of the galaxy.
Hey, that's what's trending out there. Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.